Once Baltimore Bridge collapse, the subject of an FBI criminal investigation. Six bridge workers were killed in the collapse caused by a container ship that hit the span. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. More details at srnnews.com.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures with lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds mild tonight, low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a Saturday shooting that left a man critically injured. MPD responded to the 3800 block of Harrison Road at about 11 a.m. to find an unidentified man suffering from a life-threatening gunshot wound. Police later determined the shooting occurred in the 1200 block of Perry Hill Road. The Community Violence Intervention Summit was held in downtown Montgomery over the weekend. Hosted by the mayors of Montgomery and Selma, more than 300 leaders and activists attended the two-day summit with the goal to develop solutions to reduce violent crime across central Alabama. The United States Olympic team trials for kayak and canoe slalom were held at Montgomery Whitewater over the weekend. The two-day experience featured 68 competitors vying for the honor to represent their country. The kayak and canoe trials in Montgomery are one of two selection events for the Paris Olympics. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low-T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to montgomerymenshealth.com and book your appointment today. montgomerymenshealth.com.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Walking to Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. For Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Deason.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Deason. Amy Beth Shaver is here. Allison Sinclair is AWOL.
She's with her husband.
I know. She's being kept. She is playing kept wife. And Greg Phillips is here, though.
Sorry.
Filling in.
All right, look. I'm just going to say this right now.
Okay.
Who's better, me or Allison? Is that what you're going to say?
Well, I'm going to introduce Allison, something into our lexicon. She's not. She's flying.
Oh, she's flying.
She can't hear us right now.
Good.
I love you, Allison. You're my ride or die. If you've seen the movie Dune, have you seen the movie Dune? My husband broke me down and got me to watch the first one, Dune Part 1.
I've seen the first one. I've never seen the second one.
Guys, we're going to need to have some hand signals.
The original Dune?
Like baseball, okay? Because they have hand signals, and it's fantastic because a mother and son can communicate. I didn't realize she was a witch. There were other times when they communicated hand signals.
You watched
the old one. We need hand signals.
But you got to have, see, the... hand signals in baseball only work if you understand the keys.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we're going to have like a whole thing, like a training.
Oh, you armband.
Nice.
So
armband,
give you the hand signal.
You know, hand
you look
signal.
It up. Okay.
I don't know, but I'm just going to suggest moving forward.
I think Sky's probably thinking, you know what? I've been trying this hand signal thing with them for a year.
Good luck with that.
I've been trying this hand signal thing. They're not getting it.
I'm just suggesting to you, after watching Dune, I am a big fan of hand signals.
I'm still trying to figure out, did you watch the original Dune or the more modern
Scott,
Dune?
What original Dune are you saying? The one with Timothy
there
Chalamet?
There was a Dune in 1984.
No. Good
yes, there was.
Heavens, I didn't watch that one, even though I'm a huge old movie fan.
So I said she was six.
No. And you're watching, so you watched the,
I
who's
was
Chalamet, the little
okay,
scrawny looking guy?
The scrawny looking one who's a remarkably good actor.
Yeah, in the new one.
In the new one.
And but you haven't
but
watched the
female
the movie.
That is his mom, who is a witch. She's one of my favorite actresses.
Really?
I love her. Anywho, guys, that's
you
all
call
I'm
his
saying.
Mom a witch?
Well, she is.
No, she's a witch in the
show.
She's a witch in the show.
Okay, not like our usual
Can we
commentary.
Get back to the hand signals?
Yes,
Can
hand
we get
signals.
Back to Alabama's second
Let's
congressional
go.
District?
Well, that's what I'm heading towards.
Just do this then.
Then I want to talk about this.
Second.
Okay, you weren't supposed to say that out loud. That was only
for
us.
Hand signals. Okay.
Oh, that's the problem, Sky. Is that we're not supposed to say things that...
out loud.
All right,
the radio.
For real. I tried to get Candy because I wanted to just sit back and listen to you tell us what's going on in CD2 because apparently it's about to go down.
Right.
What's happening?
So just for everybody, just to remind everyone, the runoff election in CD2 is tomorrow. The Republicans have two and the Democrats have two.
Okay.
Still remaining.
All right.
A critically important election for the control of Congress.
Okay.
Critically important. The district was created by the courts ostensibly to create an African-American district. That's what. That's why they did it. They put Barry Moore and Jerry Carl in Alabama 1 and then took 2, which was Barry's, and made it into a majority black district.
Yes.
So that was the background of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans remaining are Caroline Dobson and Dick Brubaker.
Okay.
Of course, everybody in Montgomery knows Dick, and everybody down south knows Caroline, and it's probably all going to come down to turnout. There's going to be very, very low turnout.
Mm-hmm.
But there have been so many, I can't say that word, but nonsensical ads and utterances from well-known people in the Montgomery area supporting Dick Brubaker that are just so stunningly inaccurate that they border on out-and-out lies. It's obfuscation, it's misinformation at best, and in some cases, I think, disinformation.
Can it go to half-truths?
It's awful. It's okay. Terrible. There is a picture running around right now of Perry Hooper, who I think is supporting, must be supporting Brubaker,
mm-hmm.
and President Trump. The picture is doctored. If you look at the picture, I mean, I don't know who did it, but somebody extended Perry Hooper, you know, to give him an extra 4 or 5 inches, but also extended his hand. And so if you look at the picture and look at his hand, his thumb's like 14 inches long. and it's ridiculous.
That was to make him taller, right? Because yes. Donald Trump is a lot taller than
correct.
He is.
Uh-huh. But what's more ridiculous than all of that is what it says above the picture, that some group that I guess Perry runs or is somehow involved in has endorsed Dick Brubaker. And so it implies, and here's what it says. It says, Patriots First Alabama endorses Dick Brubaker. And then it's got a picture of Perry and Trump. And so
with their thumbs up.
It implies, yes. It with a doctored thumb on Perry's case.
It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but it's also so incredibly dishonest because at first glance, it implies that Trump is endorsing Dick Brubaker. And I can tell you unequivocally, without hesitation, that is false. That is 100% false. For those of you who don't know me, I am very involved with the people in South Florida. I understand what they're doing. I'm involved with it. We're providing information. We're providing data. We are involved in everything that's happening down there. This ad, or whatever you want to call it, is just false. And having that level of dishonesty in a congressional district.
I see it. When I saw the picture, I thought, oh my gosh, I didn't think Trump was endorsing in that race. I mean, that's what I thought. That is my reaction.
Right. Mm.
Because it is clearly meant to make you think that Donald Trump is giving the thumbs up to the Brubaker campaign.
To Brubaker, right.
And that's not the case. Now, they would argue and say, well, we didn't say that, Greg. We didn't lie. We didn't say Donald Trump. We just said that Patriots First is endorsing him, and then we just have a picture of Donald Trump giving the thumbs up. So
this is the kind of, here's the problem with this.
Okay.
This is the kind, let's just say that Brubaker wins tomorrow.
Okay.
The problem with this is everybody supporting Caroline is looking at that and saying, they're lying. Mm. And they're going to stay home in November.
Right.
The problem with our primaries these days is that situations like this where Perry Hooper implies, or whoever did this, implies that Trump endorsed Dick Brubaker,
right,
creates it creates factions inside of the Republican side,
mm-hmm.
and then splits it. You know, the Democrats hardly ever do this, right? They do cheat each other pretty often, but they don't do this kind of stuff. And the reason they don't is because they know it turns off the other side and they need every vote they can get in November.
Mm-hmm.
The people who did this apparently don't care whether we win in November, or they never would have done it. Mm-hmm. It's an out-and-out lie. If I was in the Alabama 2nd Congressional District, I would vote for Caroline Dobson just because of that picture. This is a lie, and it can't stand in GOP politics. It's ridiculous. It's false. I've been doing this for 44 years and watching this kind of nonsense spit out. And when I saw that, this picture is costing me, because of my reaction to it, mm-hmm. I grew up in that district. I grew up in Montgomery. Mm-hmm. I know all these people. And they're all my age. And I can tell you that this is going to fracture friendships. It's going to fracture the party. And it's going to ensure that the Democrats win the 2nd Congressional District, because it is a lie.
Mm. So what would you advise that people do today in preparation for tomorrow?
I would advise everyone to not just vote, but I would advise them to find your spouse, find your friends, find your colleagues, go pick them up, take them to the polls tomorrow, both sides. I think the bigger the turnout, the better that district is. On both sides, Republicans, Democrats, it doesn't mm-hmm. make any difference. But in this case, if you object to the kind of we eat our own politics, like is implied in that mm-hmm. picture, vote for Caroline Dobson, take everyone you can with you, and go to the polls tomorrow and vote. You have to do it. If they're expecting less than a 10% turnout, 10% in the entire district? That's crazy.
One of the things you said to me that doing those sorts of things causes the other side, part of the Republicans, to stay home in the fall, which gives that district to Democrats. As I keep going back to the one of the problems we have in the Republican Party is that there is a segment of our party, and I'm not making any accusation against anybody involved in this situation.
Yeah, I don't know who did it.
Yes. But there is a segment of the party whose job seems at times is to lose and to purposefully do things to give these districts away. Because we are the worst. I mean, like, if we miss our own feet the first time, we will reload and shoot again until we can shoot ourselves in the foot. And oftentimes, my question is, we can't be that stupid. It's almost like we're doing some of these things on purpose.
But we are.
And some people are being rewarded for our permanent minority class when it comes to politics, at least nationally.
It's an absolute outrage that anyone who is responsible for that is allowed to even stay in or near Republican politics, because this is so nasty, stupid, and old school that it just makes me want to go down and work in the second congressional district to defeat whoever was responsible for it. Mm-hmm. I'm really unhappy. The Republicans can win that district. Mm-hmm. They can win it. It's not going to be easy. The Democrats are going to have a good candidate out of their mm-hmm. two. And it's going to be hard, but you've got to have every single vote that you can. And this kind of nonsense in a primary, in a runoff, mm-hmm. just turns everybody off and they say, forget it. What's going to happen?
They're
is,
all bad.
In that district,
home.
What they're going to do is they're going to go vote, click for Trump, and leave down ballot unchecked. Because right. I don't want to deal with it. That's what they're going to say.
Right.
I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to be involved.
So what about the people, though, that are listening right now and they're thinking, well, I mean, that was pretty bad. But in the past, Brubaker did a good job. What do you say to that?
There were 25 votes that were important while he was state senator to conservatives. Take the party out of it for mm-hmm. a second. 25 votes that were important to conservatives. He missed 22 of them. He missed them. He wasn't there. He didn't vote. So how do you know where he stands? So all this nonsense about him being hardworking and all this kind of nonsense, really? You're so hardworking that you missed 22 of 25 critical votes? Come on, man. This is just, it's just insane. It's just ridiculous.
It's a long way to the state house.
Yeah.
From
Montgomery.
Sure enough. Man, it might take you 10 minutes or something.
There's bad traffic sometimes.
This whole thing is just so insane. And if the party doesn't get a grip on this kind of stuff, we're going to continue to lose important and critical swing districts. That's the reason we have this kind of thing is the reason we have a one vote margin in the U.S. House right now, because there are people that just you know, either quit or are elected under false pretenses,
and then they're just not the conservative guys. So what about this race? A lot of people look at it like, look, some people say, hey, both of these people, it's even to me, it doesn't matter. Who wins in the fall is huge. Is there any polling out that says who's the better candidate against both Democrats? I mean, that kind of stuff, is that mm-hmm. is that information out there?
It is. Caroline's slightly ahead of one of the Democrat candidates, I'm sorry, I don't remember which. Brubaker's ahead of neither. It is pretty close, but it's so close that you can't afford to turn people off.
That's a good point.
And lies, half-truths, misinformation, disinformation during a runoff causes losses in general elections.
I agree with you.
My goodness. I mean, who would have thought CD2 would be like this?
Be so controversial.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go back to the point of why do we have a CD2 that leans Democrat, but...
Because apparently my people need their own representation. Are we not past that?
Yeah. No, we're not. And in the state...
That's diabolical.
And the state was willing to do what the federal court told them, which I still don't understand, but hey, look, you know, apparently only left-leaning states can tell the federal government to fly a kite, but we...
Cannot.
We say, yes, sir, may have another...
It's really unfortunate. Anyway, get out and vote tomorrow in Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, Montgomery.
Because you can really make a difference. So few people are going to turn out. You will make a difference.
Your vote matters.
We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll be back.
Everyone that eats three meals a day is participating in agriculture, whether they know it or not. I'm Chef Morris, and I've been farming all my life. Caroline Dobson cares about farmers like us. We need somebody in Washington that understands us and understands what's happening and why it's happening. Caroline Dobson is the best candidate in this race. Caroline's tough. She's a fighter. The Biden administration is not about rural America. The labor costs and fuel costs are just strangling small business. Joe Biden is out of touch. The farmer didn't vote for him, and he doesn't care about him. We need people like Caroline in Washington, D.C. to give people confidence to move forward. Caroline Dobson is a fifth-generation farmer. She's got grit, she's got country values, and she's got what it takes. Nobody's going to dig their heels in and fight for us like Caroline Dobson.
On April 16th, vote for Farm Pack endorsed Caroline Dobson for Congress.
I'm Caroline Dobson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Dobson for Congress.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The grass is starting to grow, and you need to mow right now with 0% for 42 months. Retail financing on new Hustler zero-turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% for 42 months on qualifying Hustler zero-turn mowers. Come into Deesville Ace Hardware and get that Hustler Turf zero-turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. They're located on U.S. 31 North, just off the Pine Level exit. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase. Other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor in Central Alabama. So remember the name, River Region Contracting, for all your roofing needs. We're not affiliated with any other roofing company in the River Region. We've been in the roofing business since 2005. We don't have to buy our leads, and we don't have to knock on doors when the storms come around. We have thousands of satisfied customers throughout Central Alabama. So call us at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Said that he doesn't believe that you see him. You said, I see you. That's all you have to say to people these days. I see you.
I see you.
She sees you, Sky.
She
doesn't know to give all this.
She doesn't acknowledge me.
Because I see
so
you.
So now you're asking for more.
I'm
see?
A mom. I always
take
see
them
you.
All.
You know, if you're a batter and the third base coach is giving signals, Sky, I have to say this, that you don't really acknowledge it. You just look at the coach and then do what
thank
you're supposed
you.
To do. The problem.
This is what I'm trying to say.
Yes, but the problem here is that you're not looking at the coach. You're just kind of doing your own thing. It's 3-0 and you're swinging for the fence.
Well, if she's
but I am
talking,
the coach.
If I can see her lips moving, even if she's looking at me, I'm still wondering if we're...
She doesn't have her glasses on. She can't see you, Scott.
I knew it.
Who am I supposed to be looking at then? Who's the coach? Which one of you two are the coach?
Sky's the coach.
I am the manager.
I have two coaches.
I am the star player.
Sky is the third base coach.
I'm the big money player. I'm the $65 million.
You know what
player.
You want me? You want me as your pitcher.
He's batting fourth.
Throw some softball.
Here's the deal.
No, I actually can pitch.
What he's saying is he's batting fourth and you're like seventh or eighth.
Are you saying I'm cleanup?
No, I'm cleanup.
He is.
No. I'm cleanup.
No offense.
I'm the home run hitter. You probably are the pitcher.
Well, there
I'm
you
the
go.
Pitcher.
Batting
that
nine.
We're going to do a pinch hitter for.
She's batting ninth.
That we're going to put the
you know
pinch
what?
Designated hitter.
That's enough.
I'm your DH. How about that?
That's enough.
You don't even know what I'm talking about? But
a designated hitter. Of course I know what you're talking about. I mean, really? Y'all think I don't know? Silence. Oh, this is a great way to get y'all to be quiet. Okay, I'm kidding.
I bet if we talked about basketball, you'd get it.
She a designated this. Hitter, of course.
Yeah, we got you.
Yes, if you talked about basketball, I know a lot about basketball. Anyway, I'm just messing around with y'all. Y'all are great fun. Just saying. What? Why are you, now you're like, I'm all quiet, I'm
she's not,
like,
she's not even looking at Sky right now.
No, she's not.
I see Sky.
Acknowledge Sky.
Sky, I see you. Okay. Hello. Hello. Okay.
Let's go out to Happy Trails. Who wants to talk about the second...
Yes.
District, the elections, the runoff tomorrow. Happy Trails, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
First two things I'd like to say. Sky, I liked that song. I felt like you played that for me. And Sky, you are the Rodney Dangerfield of 93.1. You don't get no respect.
That's good.
That's
good.
That's fair.
I just had been listening to the gentleman that was talking before. I was changing the sheets on my bed, and I got that done very quickly because I was just shoving those sheets on. He was making me so angry.
Uh-oh. What did Greg say?
I know the Brubaker family. I know his wife. I followed him very much so in the state legislature, and I'm not understanding the 22 vote thing. I haven't researched all of that, but I do know what his opinions and things are. I've listened to Caroline Dobson, I think, on y'all's show. Y'all talked to her, right?
Mm-hmm. We had her on one week, and then Brubaker was on the next week. That was the internet day, whatever, and then he said we get him back on, and he didn't come back on.
Well, then I have listened about Caroline Dobson. I've listened to her, I know, on Joey's show before.
Oh, no, she has been on our show. Yeah, that was the Dixie Trixie and Pixie day.
Oh, well, I remember that day.
Yes.
Anyway, I want to know who's responsible for that ad. Somebody has to take responsibility for it. Was it Brubaker? Was it Dobson? Could it possibly have been an opposing Democrat PAC? It's just always curious that you gotta, day before, you make people just panic and go, oh, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Yeah. I see this whole thing, and I've been seeing it since the beginning, to come down to Roy Moore, Doug Jones kind of thing, where we get the least qualified person into the office, and that person then just gets themselves stomped by the Democrats. So what's going on here, but I don't want another, quote, Doug Jones up there as my representative.
Well, none of us do, and the only thing I know about this is it showed up in a text thread first about a week and a half ago amongst a bunch of Republicans and conservatives. So whoever injected it, I know who did it. I don't want to get into that right now. How it got out from there and why it got out, I really don't know. The problem with all of this is that we're going to end up with a candidate in this race potentially that can't win. And looking at the numbers, and I've been doing this for a long time, looking at these numbers, my opinion is that Brubaker can't win in November. That said,
why?
He just doesn't have the numbers. He's not working hard enough in the southern part of the district. The district now swings all the way down to Mobile. And all five of the Republican sheriffs in those counties in that district are supporting Caroline, and there's a reason for that.
Well, no matter who the Republican candidate is, I will back them. I will back them 100%. But right now, my vote is going to go to Dick Brubaker. Now, I don't see that would be a wasted vote if he's not going to win. You're saying he's not going to win, even though he wins amongst the Republicans?
I'm saying the numbers don't suggest
it. You don't think
the
people in Mobile who voted for Caroline would come and would go to the poll and vote for Dick Brubaker?
I think some of the things that have been said about her and some of the things that have been not just implied but have come out in the public really, really damage Brubaker's chances of doing this. Calling Trump an adulterer and all of those things are just not okay in Republican politics. They're just not okay.
Okay, but we're fighting a whole different kind of fight.
Happy trails.
I don't see that. We just have to agree to disagree. Thank
you. Yes,
y'all.
Ma'am. Hey, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
I did find Patriots First Alabama. Interesting folks in the leadership. Ashley Hilburn, which we know, Angela Shepherd.
Really?
Yep. But if you go down there, the honorary chairman is Perry O. Hooper Jr., who's in that picture. We got to take a break. We'll be back.
Hello to all my my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Every Tuesday at Riverwalk Stadium is Tacos and Tall Boys. Get your Taco Tuesday on with $4 chicken or beef tacos and $4 select 16-ounce beers at the Golden Sombrero. It's been 20 years of biscuits, so butter up with us for some Tacos and Tall Boys. That's on Tuesday nights at Riverwalk Stadium. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Hi, everybody. Our quiet, storm-free pattern continues for now, and so do the above-normal temperatures. With lots of sunshine, high in the middle 80s today, increasing clouds, mild tonight, low 58. Tomorrow's high 86, a sun and cloud mix, still dry. On Wednesday, we have a weak front approaching, but right now it looks like a dry front. We'll say mostly cloudy, high 83, and back to the mid-80s on Thursday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I
back into the program, everybody. We'll get out to your calls. The number here, 1-800-289-9228. We got Clark up. We got Lunchbox Bob. Right before we can start with Clark, since he is a veterinarian, to be all science-y, mysterious link between cats and schizophrenia. We'll get to that at another point in time. But I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
I'm sorry.
Clark.
You said cats and schizophrenia?
Yes. It's got to be true. Got to be true. I found it on the interwebs. Clark, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Scott.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Amy Beth.
Hello, Clark. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, Greg.
Yes, sir.
If you watch the moves they make, at some point, the only conclusion you can come to is the Republican Party does not want to win a ball game.
Ooh. I sadly agree with that.
We could talk about this for like 3 or 4 hours. Hey,
indeed.
Scott, this morning. Oh, and Allison, if you're listening, you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, and know when to run.
She doesn't run very well. And you can't get her to walk away. So she will be broke when she comes back.
So
I hope Jared only gave her
$20. Does she have to stay at work to get back where she got enough money to run off again, Scott?
Exactly right. I just hope we don't have to drive out there and get her.
Economic theory early on this morning. Now,
yes.
It just so happened that like at 5 o'clock, I sent you some economic theory.
Mm-hmm.
On a prior incarnation of the Scott Beeson Show, when they wanted to raise the minimum wage, we had a discussion. And I said, well, you know, look, if the government can just artificially increase minimum wage, take it up to $50 an hour, 40-hour week, the minimum wage worker would be making $100,000 a year. And if your minimum wage workers are making $100,000 a year, everybody would be very well off. Well, wait. The cost of everything would go up proportionally. So best case scenario, the minimum wage workers' buying power might stay the same, but that wouldn't happen because the government would increase taxes because they were making more money. Now, I saw something early this morning. Scott, they're talking $25 Happy Meals in California.
It's well worth it because I love these Happy Meals.
People can't understand how a Happy Meal could be $25. So let's just do an equation. Write down HMP. That's Happy Meal price.
Okay, Happy Meal prices. Okay.
Yes, equals X, which is labor cost, plus Y, which is other cost. So HMP equals X plus Y. Uh-huh. Now, if you artificially increase X, then HMP has to go up proportionally.
Yes.
If you increase Y, like what would that be? Oh, I don't know. Transport of everything McDonald's serves because fuel costs are up. The meat, the wheat that goes into their food because tractor fuel and fertilizer goes up.
Mm-hmm.
If X and Y both go up, HMP's got to go up. So if you did increase the minimum wage to $50 an hour, you're probably going up to a, $60 Happy Meal. Hmm. You know, the government cannot arbitrarily raise costs of labor and it not have deleterious effects on the economy. You know, they're already, let's see, green policies, this greedflation Biden's going to try to sell, that's going to be greenflation.
Okay.
Because gasoline, natural gas. Hey, go buy you a set of tires, Scott. $1,600 for 4 Michelins.
Is it really?
Oh,
my
God.
Our van needs some tires. I'm not doing it.
Well, I put new tires on the back of a Ford tractor 3 weeks ago. $2,800.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you kidding?
Oh, my gosh. I can't run that tractor without them. And, you know, the bad thing is I don't plow fields with that thing every day. I only use it 3 or 4 times a year, but I got to have it.
Right, right.
$2,800. So, this is all the government's doing And if they understood anything about economic theory, well, they do. It's all by design. They're cloud pivoting the whole thing. They want the economy to collapse.
Well, I'm telling you what they're doing, Gar, in a nutshell, and we'll have to move it a little bit, is they want to break the back of the middle class. Mm-hmm. And eventually the middle class says, I can't buy car tires, I can't buy tractor tires, I can't afford to go out to eat, I can't afford insurance, I can't afford gas for my car, I can't afford the new car because it's, you know, it's got to be electric or it's got every safety thing on it absolutely possible. I can't afford my insurance. I can't afford all that. And eventually you get enough Americans who say, you know what? I give up. Just somebody's got to fix it. And then you'll get the government coming in and said, oh, we'll make everything affordable. We'll force everybody to give these stuff. You'll be able to get your tractor tires. You'll be able to get your car tires. You'll be able to get all these things. And people will buy the lie. And so they're purposefully causing economic pain, knowing that they're trying to push the middle class into giving up and saying, just solve it. This is a disaster. That's my theory.
Better we'll own nothing and be happy. But anyway, hey, before I hopscotch, did you notice that there was more human toll in both Chicago and New York City than there was in Israel?
It's a very good point, Clark. Very good point.
Things to think about.
You got it. Thanks, man. Great call.
Take care.
Yes, sir. Let's go to, he didn't want to weigh in on the mysterious link between cats and schizophrenia. Now, I think the cat people are crazy first. Therefore,
why do you think the cat people are crazy
this
first?
This study like, may be.
What
well, I know you.
You
have cats. You.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I have
really?
Cats. Mm-hmm. Am I schizophrenic?
See, look, because usually you're just bright and cheerful, and now your alternate ego, mean Amy Beth, starting to come out. That's
mean Amy Beth is not
is
coming out.
That is schizophrenia right there.
Scott Beeson? Sky?
I always thought it was coffee.
How many cats do you have?
Who was the cats?
I currently have three.
See?
Greg, do you have any cats?
Sky gets worked up easy, too. See?
He hates cats. I could tell by the way he answered. There's a violence in that answer.
Yeah. Because he knows they make you into crazy schizophrenic people.
I could let mine go. I'm having to do all the litter boxes
look,
and everything.
Mine stays
now.
Outside. So it's not to kill things. She understands her assignment.
It's not a work.
It's causing me to be more mentally ill.
What does she kill
for?
Birds, squirrels, chipmunks, and I have her outside to kill snakes in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
She knows
good at
what
snakes?
She's fat. And I only half the time remember to feed her. Other times
so
she's eating dog
she's
food.
Eating snakes?
Oh no, I've seen her catch things. She's a great little hunter.
Okay.
Don't tell my child in Charleston though. Don't tell her.
That she's a hunter.
Well, we have family problems. So
let's go to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. We got enough time?
Oh, we got right at 1 minute.
All right, let's don't do that. Having a cat as a pet could potentially double a person's risk of schizophrenia-related disorders. According to a recent study, Australian researchers conducted an analysis of 17 studies published during the last 44 years from 11 countries, including the U.S. and the U.K., we found an association between broadly defined cat ownership and increased odds of developing schizophrenia-related disorders.
Because they ate the cat?
No, it's Satan-related. Listen, Satan is using the cats to manipulate people's brains. You never hear about this with dogs.
No dog
has ever manipulated anyone's brain. But a cat, I'm telling you, it's demonic.
Really?
They are little.
Are you afraid of cats?
Little demon creatures.
No, I just don't like them.
You just don't like them.
I just don't.
I mean, look at the picture. You telling me that is godly?
They're not my friends.
Guys, I don't know what a cat ever did to you.
What other kind of animals have those little slitty eyes?
I mean, is it offset? Is it
them and snakes?
Is my cat carbon footprint offset by the fact that I have two giant bull mastiffs? Does that count for something?
I mean,
am I less?
You're ahead in points,
likely?
But snakes and cats
are a tough
have basically the same eyes. They're just furry snakes.
Dogs like your
That's
cat?
That's why they're on...
They're best friends.
The devil's side.
I'm worried about your dogs.
I'm time with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad to. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms because we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-20.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to the program. Oh,
hold on. Okay. Welcome to the program, Alabama Unfiltered Radio. The show between the show. Let's go to Lunchbox Bob to get us refocused. Welcome to the program, Lunchbox.
It's the end of the third. Babe. Scott. And is Greg still there?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, Greg, I'm going to need your input on a thought I have. In a moment, you will know which thought it is and when it's your turn. Number one, the movie Doom. Yes, the 1984 version is flawed. I don't recommend anyone spend any money on it. But if you're a cinema fan, it has its merits.
It does.
The current movie, parts one and part two, watch them both. The soundtrack alone is worth it. Next, when you're watching that movie, contrast concepts of love. One character promises to love a character as long as he doesn't change, as long as he doesn't learn, as long as he doesn't grow, as long as he stays just who he is. And another character promises to love his romantic interest until the day he dies. Think about that, people. Which kind of love do you want to have and want to tell your children is important to carry on into their married lives?
Why are you being sexist, Lunchbox?
Because I am. And that's
Lunchbox, does this apply to cats, too?
I'll get to cats in a moment. Number two, politics. While Republicans, especially here in Alabama, are terribly concerned with who put whose sausage in whose happy hoagie, the socialist progressives don't care. Because they're more interested in funding with your tax dollars that they've been busy collecting interest on, sucking up happy hoagies and chopping off useful sausages. So I want every Alabama voter to keep arguing over who's putting what where, realizing that as every effort, dollar, and essence and emotion we put into that race of ours, we're wasting it as opposed to where the real fight is. Now, where is the real fight in Alabama? And this one's going to be for you, Greg. Not yet, but in a minute. Is the real fight in Alabama with the millions of illegals that are pouring across the border? Or is the real fight in Alabama where... Oh, excuse me, I put another call on hold. Is the real fight in Alabama with turning out tens of thousands of voters when we all know that Alabamians are too busy Netflixing and chilling? Or is the real decisions of Alabama GOP politics made in 67 county GOP chairs and 15 GOP steering committee seats? If you want to affect change in this state, you've got to influence fewer than 100 people. And the reason you won't get change in this state is because those 100 people are very comfortable with the socialist progressive spending your money. And finally, here, think about this for a second. Cats or dogs? Your dog is your friend. He will hang with you in the cold. He will stay with you in the blind. He will be there with you in the boat. He'll even go swimming to get the duck you just pulled down out of the air. That dog is your friend for life. Cats have staff. And the moment you're no good, they leave. But that's just me. Sipping coffee. Strong, black, and slightly better.
Thank you, Lunchbox. Joe from Titus. Give us a call back tomorrow because we are out of time and I want to hear what you have to say about cats because they're always a good topic but apparently bad for you. Joe, give us a call back. Amy Beth, you going to be here tomorrow?
You know what? I haven't decided yet.
I'm going to try to be back. Y'all be good. Be safe. See y'all.
Get here.